Review it. The New Genius 4 by ABT. Last updated 29th of March 2016. What's the verdict? A. Michael.
Until a few years ago, the typical Android phone was hideously ugly and made of cheap and nasty-looking plastic. Then along came ABT with its breakthrough Genius 1 in an attractive minimalist design. Without doubt, it was the best-looking Android phone of its time, inspiring many firm followers and prompting a slew of copycats. Fast forward 3 years and 4 iterations of phones, and the Genius 4 is still much the same. Like the Genius 1, a glass-covered front blends into the metal frame, creating a sleek look. But so what? Since ABT's competitors took note of the Genius radical design, the market has been flooded with look-alike devices, thus rendering the new Genius 4 model generic and unexciting. Imitation may be the sincerest form of flattery, but the once seminal design of the Genius 4 could be its downfall. For die-hard Genius fans, the iconic design will suffice, but those hankering for the next big thing should look no further than Core's X7i model. Its impossibly slim lines and not inconsiderably lower price are sure to please. Stay tuned for more about that in our next issue.
B. Amelia.
My grandmother makes and receives calls. Occasionally, she engages in SMS exchanges. Mind you, nothing too challenging. Simple text, no attachments. She's not fussed with photos, emails or apps. Her requirements are the most basic. The Genius 4 would suit her to a T. In fact, senior citizens should be lining up around the block like teens for Tay-Tay concert tickets to get their hands on this device. Unfortunately for ABT, the granny market was not what they had in mind for the Genius 4. Print and TV ads, brimming with 20-somethings sporting zeitgeist beards, genie pants and floppy beanies, are a testament to that. The phone, however, doesn't measure up for that demographic. Generations Y and Z need high-capacity batteries, desktop-quality web pages, good music storage, better video capabilities, and a camera to deliver top-notch selfies. The Genius 4 falls flat. Although the camera has similar specs to other phones, it has a nasty tendency to overexpose images and lose detail. It's nowhere near as good as the best phone cameras on the market, and for an asking price of £499, I would expect it to be.
C. Dina.
Contrary to popular opinion, interesting things are happening in the smartphone world. Not only has the bar been raised significantly in terms of what we expect from our phones and their features, we've also been exposed to a wealth of new technologies and novel ways of interacting with our phones. But if you've found recent offerings to be underwhelming, ABT's new Genius 4 isn't likely to make you deviate from that position. It's not that the Genius 4 is a bad phone, it decidedly isn't. But rather, the £499 Genius 4 is just a phone in a world where other smartphones are trying to be so much more. With the Genius 4, ABT is still incorporating elements that have been around since its Genius 1. And although the Genius 4 is surely better than any of the versions that preceded it, improved audio quality, brighter screen, little has changed in terms of the range and quality of available features. So the question that needs to be asked is being the best phone ABT has ever made enough? I'm not convinced it is.
D. Frank.
I admit, I didn't do any research before heading out in search of a new phone. All I knew was that it had to be attractive. Some might scoff, but that's a genuine concern for a lot of phone buyers. Well, there I was at PriceSmart when I came across the Genius 4. The futuristic look was appealing and the unibody came in some cool colours like gold, midnight blue, lime and burnt orange. I was completely sold on it. So despite the hefty price tag, I happily forked out the cash. That new phone feeling we all know lasted just 2 days. While composing a text message, the keypad jammed. Rebooting solved the problem, but I wasn't happy. Shortly after, the screen developed a pinkish tinge. No amount of adjusting the settings could right it. Had I read some reviews about the model, I would have steered clear of it. The last straw came when it fell on the floor, shattering the screen. According to ABT, the phone is especially durable and has withstood many drop tests. What did they test it on? A soft pillow? I'm claiming a refund.